I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm going to tell you how this meeting with Putin is going to go and the meeting with Zelensky. It's absolutely right last time. I'm going to get it right again. This is so predictable. See, Putin explained over Christmas when Joe Biden was bombing him inside Russia and he was waiting, you know, the Trump presidency. And he was asked, you know, are you going to be able to get a peace deal with Trump? Trump's obviously trying to negotiate one now with NATO before Trump even took office. Putin said, no, probably not, because Trump does not control NATO. He also said Trump doesn't control his own government or likely wouldn't. He's not wrong about that. Keep that in mind as you watch what's happening, because it makes sense. What happened, it was so bizarre if you think about it. Last time, we had that huge tarmac meeting with Trump and Putin. The display of our fighter jets, which was amazing to show Putin, like, we can get you anywhere, buddy. We got better technology than you do. Why don't you come to the peace table? But the problem was that the Euroweenies, the heads of state of all those countries, flew in right away. It took them less than 12 hours. They went in a panic because you got to understand, these people want World War III so badly. They have crippled their own economies. The only way, the plan for their economies for the next 20 years is World War III. Plus, they're homicidal. I mean, they're leftists. They want it badly. And what I told you before that Russia meeting with Putin and Trump on that tarmac, the first one, was here's what's going to happen. The second this meeting is over, the Euroweenies are going to take the tens of billions of dollars Joe Biden printed and sent them and all of the military equipment we gave them. Now we're selling it to them, but they still have a lot of it from when we gave it to them. And they're going to fly into Russia and start killing people because that's what they do, blowing up pipelines. And sure enough, they did the largest attacks by NATO on Russian soil within 12 hours of that meeting. And literally, as I said, and I pointed out at the time, if you remember, the Euroweenies were sitting there at the White House and the bombing had begun inside Russia. It got so outrageous. They blew up the natural gas pipeline that goes from Russia to Hungary, something we'd agreed we wouldn't do. And it got so bad that the Hungarian foreign minister screamed at NATO and at the Trump White House, assuming they were responsible. I mean, he addressed everyone. And said, listen, it gets cold here in the winter. People are going to die because you did this. We need the natural gas. Why did you blow it up? Which was remarkable because it wasn't covered here. Why did NATO hit Russia? Literally as the Euroweenies were sitting there at the Oval Office pretending they wanted peace. Because they don't want peace. And it's to demonstrate to the Russians and that, you know, you can cut all the peace deals you want with Trump, but he doesn't control us. So if you agree to disarm, or if you agree to stop fighting and you sign an agreement with Trump, honey, these missiles, these planes, these drones, we'll come right in and bomb another disabled student's school. They killed a bunch of kids that way a few weeks ago. Oh, you didn't know that. Yeah, no. Our media doesn't cover it. And part of it, I think, and you even see the coverage on Fox News, they go, Putin, why did they, after the tarmac meeting, it seemed like they were getting along. Why did Putin do the worst attacks of the entire war? Well, because the Euroweenies had just slaughtered a lot of Russians. Blew up the Hungarian pipeline. Look it up. Using our equipment. And so Russia comes out and says, well, was it the Euroweenies doing it, or did they have any help from the CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is like the CIA and the Pentagon? We don't fully control those agencies, and Putin knows it. We definitely don't control NATO. So now Putin's got a problem. So do the Russians. If they sign a peace deal with Trump, saying, okay, we're going to put down our arms, you know, here we're going to agree on these territorial lines, it's not a peace deal with NATO. And so NATO will continue attacking Russia, killing Russians on Russian soil. And they, now they won't be able to respond.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
They can't sign it. They can't sign it. Now, Trump was humiliated by this because he had made great progress with Putin, and then it looked like Putin defied him and made a joke out of him. Of course, the mainstream media went, oh, look at Putin, silly. Putin. No, they're defending themselves. See, the way that it goes with Putin inside Russia is that Putin is very much a moderate. He's a strong man, but he's a moderate. Those oligarchs, the majority of them, they want World War III too. With Russia, it's their economic model. They're going to make big buku profit off of it. There is incredible pressure on Putin to just go to war. So believe it or not, the only two sane people in this picture are Putin and Trump, as crazy as that sounds. But Putin has made it very clear. If you hit us, I have to hit you back. So here's what's going to happen. Donald Trump will meet with Zelensky. As he should. He should talk to both sides. He should talk to all sides here. And then he's going to meet with Putin. And then you're going to see the bloodiest, worst round of bombing by NATO you have ever seen inside Russia. A lot of Russians are going to die. Pipelines will blow up. Natural gas facilities will be destroyed. They'll take out military infrastructure, anything to keep the war going. Putin will then load up his drones and go fly them right back into Ukraine. And there is going to be one hell of a bombing run. And then our media, just like last time, but folks, I told you this was how it was going to go when they were literally meeting at the White House. I said they're going to bomb Russia. And everyone will run around and go, why did Putin meet with Trump again? But he's bombing Ukraine. I mean, he says he wants peace, but he must just be making a fool of Trump. No, he's saying to Trump, you got to get a hold of these Euroweenies. You've got to stop NATO. You can cut a deal. And I think they like each other. I think you can see that in the conversations they're having. I think there is a genuine desire on both sides to really have trade and for us to be able to get in and get those rare earth minerals. But the Euroweenies won't allow it. They want to demonstrate, no, we're NATO. We take money from the U.S. We bomb Russia. We're in charge here. We want World War III. And Zelensky is not a real leader. He's like an actor who plays a dictator. And he is a dictator because his presidential term expired. He didn't bother to run for it because he can't win because he's gotten so many Ukrainians killed. They literally kidnap 18-year-olds off the street, take them from their screaming mothers to throw them into the meat grinder. So I've said this before, Zelensky would not survive walking down a Ukrainian street with no protection. They'd kill him. That's what's really going on here. So watch for this. The Uruguayans are getting ready to bomb the hell out of Russia the second Putin and Trump meet to demonstrate once again, Trump doesn't negotiate for them. He can't control them. But Trump has agreed to this meeting. He's going to have to do something different this time. And simply adding more bombs by taking the Tomahawks and launching them at Russia, you better agree. It's not going to do anything. They're not going to agree to that. Especially not while Euroweenie bombs, which are actually our bombs, are raining down on their heads. And we're going, hey, we'll hit you with Tomahawks. And they're like, well, but everybody's already getting killed here. We're already having children's schools blown up. We've got dead bodies everywhere. What do more Tomahawks matter? We're not going to capitulate. That's what's really going on. But the mainstream media and Fox News and even Newsmax won't tell you that, or they don't know. Now watch it all go down exactly like I just said, just as it did last time. Told you exactly how it would go. And then it did.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.